Okay, so in this portion of the presentation, we're going to be talking, or I'm going to be telling you about some context around Minnesota school obesity prevention policies. Are we leading or are we lagging? And the reason that this became an important research question to answer was that the team had just finished up a two-year Robert Wood Johnson Foundation study and was moving into the five-year NIH study that we all fondly call SCOPE. So we still didn't have context for where Minnesota was at in obesity prevention policies. So we began looking at this. Well, there's a perception that Minnesota is putting out a lot of, I guess it's not actually a perception, Minnesota is putting out a lot of work in this area, and there's a perception that we are leading in this area, but we wanted to take a look at that. So some background on Minnesota. We are mostly a rural state, with about 74% of our students being white, 10% black, about 7% Hispanic and Asian, and about 2% being American Indian. Additionally, about 37% of our students qualify for assistance through the school meals program. So in order to look at this issue of where are Minnesota schools at among the nation, we began using the 2008 School Health Profiles, the Principal Survey. The survey has about a 70 to 93% response rate from the states, and it is a de-identified data set. But in our work, we were asking the states to provide us their identified data, and about 28 states did provide that data to us. They represented 300 Minnesota schools and about 6,432 middle and secondary schools. As you can see from this map, we had a complete response from the western region of the country, with our hosting state, California, responding. We had a mixed response from the Midwest and from the South. And in the Northeast, only New Jersey responded. We did look at the non-response bias for this, and it was found to be insubstantial. So in order to look at all of these survey questions, we pulled together like items and created some scales. So we ended up with three nutrition scales, one on the availability of low-nutrient, energy-dense snacks and drinks, so soda, sports drinks, etc., as well as engaging in healthy eating strategies. And this would be strategies such as pricing nutrient-dense items lower than energy-dense items. We also looked at or created a scale around marketing. So is there prohibited marketing in different areas of the school, such as school grounds or buses? We also ended up with one physical activity or physical education scale, and that was around PE teacher training and support. So this is, does the school require that their educators are licensed or endorsed? Does the state provide them with curriculum, et cetera? And we had three individually assessed items shown here. So I'm just going to give you an overview of the three nutrition items and then pull back into a broader picture of the whole data. So here you can see that the bolded items are areas of significant differences, and in fact, Minnesota is offering more, significantly more than the sampled states, low nutrient energy dense snacks and drinks. There's actually a difference of about 16% on other candy, and that's candy other than chocolate, where we are offering significantly, that's our greatest area of significant difference. Around healthy eating strategies, there were four areas that we looked at. We were significantly offering more in three of those areas. Around marketing, there was no significant differences between Minnesota and the sampled states. And as a broader summary, Minnesota ranks third out of 28 for having strategies that support healthy eating, so an area where we are leading. We are 16th out of 28 for the offering or for prohibited advertisement of LNED foods. We are 22nd out of 28 for availability, so an area where we are lagging behind. And we are leading, this is now for physical activity and education, we are leading in the offering of PE in 6th grade and 10th grade. We are also less likely to exempt students from PE courses for a number of reasons. And we also rank 20th out of 28 for PE teacher education and support. So clearly another area where we are lagging. Other physical activity and education, these are individual items. Minnesota has less opportunities for students to participate in sports in physical education activities outside of the school day. And we additionally are lagging behind in our offering of PE opportunities for 11th and 12th grades. So what does all of this mean? Minnesota is average. We lead the way in some of the areas, but we do lag behind in other areas. And as you'll hear from Marty and Tobin, the reason this became important is to give some context. This is just building the case that we are, the information that they present can be generalized to other states. Want to acknowledge our funding for this work through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.